This is reading lesson 13. Read number 1, which is a word you know.
میبخشن میبخشن.
Number 2.
زاب.
Number 3 begins with the letter
Wow.
It resembles a comma with an open loop and, like a comma, it extends below the line. This letter has several different sounds, depending on which letter follows it and where it appears in a word. One common sound is like the English letter W, as in number 3. Try to read number 3.
Wafa. Wafa.
Number 4.
Waqt. Waqt.
In number 5, you see the letter
Wow
in medial position. Read number 5.
Awa.
6.
Nanwa. Nanwa.
7.
Weda.
This new letter also functions as a vowel, in which case it sounds like the double O in moon. It usually has this oo sound when it follows a consonant. With this in mind, try to read number 8.
Khub. Khub.
Number 9.
Dud.
In number 10, all three letters descend below the line of writing. Try to read number 10.
Rose.
Now try number 11.
Burro.
Number 12 begins with the letter
P,
which sounds like English P. Here you see it twice, both times connected to an
Aleph.
Notice the three dots. Try to read number 12.
Papa.
The letters P and B look almost alike, but the letter P has three dots below it, rather than one. You'll see both letters in number 13. Read number 13.
Par. Bar.
In number 14, the
Yeah.
has its A sound, even though it's followed by an R. Read number 14.
Paneer. Paneer.
In number 15, notice that there is a diacritical below the three dots. Read number 15.
Pesar. Pesar.
In number 16, the
P
appears in final position. Read number 16.
Rap.
17.
Pop.
Now look at number 18. It's just one word, but initially you see it divided into two parts. In the first part, the
Wow
has the oo sound. In the second part, it has the W sound. Next, you see the two parts printed together. Try to read number 18.
Khune wadam. Khune wadam.
Did you notice the change in the letter N when it assumes its medial form as opposed to its final form? Read number 18 once again.
Khune wadam.
Read number 19.
Parwan.
Try to read the sentence in number 20.
Khub nest.
This is the end of reading lesson 13.